Okay, so good morning. We'll start off with one of our, again, set of stories from Megad first. This page, more sharp lines. You know, there's different things that everybody takes out of different stories, but I'll tell you a couple of stories here. Some page Lamed Vav today, again, we're just opening up at random to Megad every day, hearing a couple of Gedolim stories. Anyways, there's a story, apparently, about a buffer in Yeshivas Beis HaTalmud. Beis HaTalmud was a well-known yeshiva in the New York area. And Rabbi Shurkin studied there for a little while. He knows lots of stories from there. He was close with the Rosh Yeshiva, many, many other things. But he told the following story about a student from Beis HaTalmud in New York. There was also Beis HaTalmud in Israel, of course. Actually, we shared a building with them in Tomo. There was a shared building between Beis HaTalmud. But anyways, this is Beis HaTalmud in New York, where a student went to Eretz Yisrael. And the student came back from Eretz Yisrael, and it was a time that perhaps it was not necessarily the safest security situation in Israel at the time, and he was telling all of his friends, you know how lucky I am, I got to go to Tzfas, and to go dunk in the Arizal's mikvah, and this was not just like now, like we just go on tours, we just walk into, this was not what it was like back then. The guy said, and I want to tell you, by the way, there's a Mesorah from the elders of Tzfat that anybody who dunks in the Arizal's mikvah will not leave this world without doing tshuva. And he was so excited that he went and on this big trip to Tzfat and he dunked in the mikvah. Now he's so happy, he knows he's going to die whenever he gets there with tshuva, and he's gonna be safe. So Reb Lazer, one of the Rebbeim there at Yeshiva Beis HaTalmud, opened his eyes, and he said to him very nicely, he says, I guess you'll live forever then. That's story number one. Take out from it what you will. At the very least, it gets a lot of smiles on people's faces. Another story there. There were, in Beis HaTalmud, there was basically the Rosh Yeshiva there, one of the Rosh Yeshivas, Reb Leib Malin, was a huge, huge, huge Talmud Chacham. There was a balabas who was in charge of a lot of the different things in yeshiva. Voluntarily, he took upon himself to take care of a lot of the different issues that would arise. And there was one time a very, very urgent issue that came up. And Reb Leib Malin turned to this person, and he basically asked him, can you please take care of this important matter for the yeshiva? So he turns to this guy, and the guy says, I'm really sorry, but I need to go. You know, I need to go to my job. I need to go to work today. It was Friday, I guess. So he said, on Sunday, when I don't work, I'll take care of this issue, not to worry. And Reb Leib Malin told him, you're mistaken. You think you're going to your job? No, this is your job. Your job is to take care of our yeshiva. Everything else is just a way that you make money in order to support yourself. But this is your job. Anyways, as we know, the story ends that this person, of course, took care of what he needs to take care of, and then he was able to go to work, and I continue. But again, that's job is a strong word. We know that we have jobs to do, and the job that we do is we shouldn't confuse different things that are a tafel with what's the ikker. Should we go for one more? Still only 3 minutes, so we'll go for one more. There is a story, a very nice story over here, about the Chafetz Chaim. Okay, and the Chafetz Chaim, again, as I mentioned in previous days, Rabbi Shurkin's father was a Talmud of the Chafetz Chaim in Raden, so that's where he gets these stories from. And he tells the following story. The Chafetz Chaim apparently told over the story himself. There was one time he was very, very young, and he was on a very, very narrow bridge, and there were two people that were unable to pass. And when he got to the middle of this bridge, so there's a big bridge over the water, again, there's room for one person to pass, he saw there was a very elderly non-Jew on the other side. So what he did is Chafetz Chaim walks backwards all the way back off the bridge, lets the guy pass, and then goes himself. And when this person reached the other side, he went to the Chafetz Chaim again, who was a young man at the time, and he said to him, young man, if you act like this, you're going to be really, really great. That's the end of the story. Again, where we see elsewhere, he talks about the Gemara and Megillah, where we see that non-Jews sometimes bring Musar to Jews. But I think that, again, you get to see that it's not just that the Chafetz Chaim sat down and learned for years and years and years and years, which he did, and that he was a Yerushalmi Chacham when he did, but it's also a certain mitos that people have, where in the yeshiva world, again, it's important to hear stories like these about our Gedolim. Okay,